Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We're kicking off the second hour of this live Saturday episode. You can take control of the airwaves if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
Coming up, a disturbing story about cannibalism. Usually that doesn't get into the news because, well, most people aren't interested in that stuff. But every now and then, something really weird happens, and we'll tell you about that coming up. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Also, fake photoshopped COVID test certificates are being sold, apparently, by some travel agents. And we'll tell you more about that as well. You can bring up anything. Let's go to Jet on the line in Denver, Colorado. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you mentioned the word government. So,
did we?
Hello. No, it's all right.
What I really meant to say was a bunch of those that would propose to rule us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. The monkeys in suits. And that's, I called in Monday to kind of go over the concept that there is a single phraseology that can change the world. And not everyone agreed with me, although I do appreciate Ian kind of supporting the concept and kind of pointing out that I was focusing in on some things about how these are just other people. Well, I actually came up with the four steps or the four elements, let's put it this way, of this phraseology that people need to know, because this is the one that will change the world. Like I said, if it gets repeated enough,
yes,
it will act as a counter indoctrination to the psyop we call government.
Okay, I'm ready.
You know what? These government people, they believe, they honestly believe, or at least most of them would say that they do, that all men are created equal, and that they're endowed by somebody with certain unalienable rights. Well, here are the four elements of this phraseology, and I'll get back to that, because I believe also that all men are created equal.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, people with titles. Number two, are just other people, other humans. Number three, mm-hmm. who have no more right to do anything than number four, than anybody else, you or I. So if those elements are included in this phraseology, that will hopefully at some point plant itself, however so slightly, in the minds of people, that they will begin to think that, you know what, they are just other people who have no right. But the main element I want to point to is number three, that they have no more right to do anything that they do.
Wait, I'm sorry, I was taking notes. What was number four, Jen?
Number four was, then you or I.
Then you or
I. In other words, number three is they have no right.
Yep, got it.
To do what they do. In other words, they have no right to make laws. They have no right to dictate. They have no right to tax. They have no right to penalize. They have no right.
Well, see, I don't disagree with you, but I'm going to go ahead and play devil's advocate here. The statist.
We don't need that.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. The statist would say to you, well, actually, yes, they do have a right to do these things. We voted for them.
Well, I'm a logician, so I have a dozen different ways that I can kind of blow them out of the water as far as their logic concerned. You know, you start asking questions and say, okay, so help me understand this. How does that work? How is this process that someone can somehow fill out a dot on a mm-hmm. on a piece of paper?
See, it's a social contract.
That mm-hmm. magically transforms.
Yes, it's magic. It's a social contract where it says that basically whatever these people say to do, we do, and we get to go and vote for the ones that we want to tell us what to do.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Explain to me what a contract is.
Oh, well, a contract has certain elements that certainly the social contract doesn't meet up in any way, shape, or form. It's pure political fantasy. But I'm just giving you what these people will say.
But
that's what they'll say.
I know.
But calling it the ridiculous explanation for tyrants doesn't have the same parlance as social contract.
Right.
The only thing I disagree with what Jed has said thus far is the bit about all people being created equal. I have never believed that. In fact, people are not equal. And in fact, I think it was Thomas Sowell who said, even the same man is not equal to himself on most days.
Hmm. I think that, so the premise of being, I would agree with you. People are not equal. And it's pretty clear. Einstein and, you know, that drunken hobo that just drowned by the bridge, not the same.
Well,
just
like people in my life, like, oh, I couldn't reach the high shelf in the cupboard, but my taller brother could, right?
But
they're not equal.
What the premise is that God sees them equally, and they're of equal value to God, and secondly, the law sees them equally. The premise is, and ladies and gentlemen, do not operate as though this is true, because it is not.
And they have equal rights, right?
They're supposed to, but they don't.
Equal rights. So if we want equal rights, where are we getting all these equal rights? Where are we getting all these rights? That's all.
God, presumably.
Just had to point to that one thing, that they have no more right than you or I to do anything that they do, period.
Agreed. Thank you, Jet, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I definitely don't disagree with him. He's absolutely right on.
Well, he is right. And remember that everything that you know about the world as we know it today, with this organization that that we call government and states and all these things, full of people, just as Jet says, that have no more right to do anything more than... That's all story. It's just verbiage. It's just the social order that we have come to accept. And it is, I mean, everybody will tell you, it's not real, right? It's like you can't touch it. You can either touch it or you can't touch it. There are buildings.
You can't hand me a government.
But there are people, but there are not, you know, whatever else this is. So I agree with Jet that... Those that, you know, that do not wish to be ruled by a bunch of petty tyrants in a haze of tyranny, really the only defense that you have is language, because that's the weapon that's used. And there's really nothing else. If you try to fight it, then there's, I mean, people believe so thoroughly in this social order as it exists today. But remember, social orders change, and they change all the time. They're not the same as they were even when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things are different now than they were when we were kids.
Sure.
And the social orders will change, and the way to change them is through language. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, watch the leftists. They've really figured it out.
So there's interesting news here about these photoshopped COVID test certificates. You know, where there's a demand, the market will supply.
It sure does.
In this case, the underground marketplace will supply fake COVID tests, according to The Sun over in the UK. The travelers are using these fake coronavirus test certificates to board flights. Some are being charged upwards of £150 for the forged results. It has emerged. The brazen rule breakers have said they were able to board their flights after doctoring someone else's test and changing it to their name before printing it out, showing it to staff at UK airports. And look, staff at the airport is not trained on how to detect fake doctor's notes.
Fraudulent documents, yeah. There's no... It's not like a dollar bill where everything has to be in a certain location.
Or a driver's license where there are certain security features or
right.
whatever. Many airlines are now requiring proof of a negative coronavirus test before travelers can board a plane, I think they mean to say, to certain countries. A small industry of selling false negative certificates is cropping up, with travelers reportedly ready to cough up to £150 for the bogus documents. NHS COVID-19
now,
tests.
Likely these aren't people who are sick with coronavirus that simply want to get on an airplane and infect people.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, it's just people who don't want to go through whatever bureaucracy there
right.
is in order to get this this test. Now, remember, the test, in order to be valid, must be only up to 72 hours old. But if you're traveling, say you're taking a transatlantic flight that's 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, TikTok, you really got to get this thing ahead of time. And they just... you know, people just don't want to be bothered. You're busy before you go take a transatlantic flight. You're packing and getting the house in order and all that stuff, and it's a pain to go.
Right, you got to add one more thing to your list of things you need to do. Now, one Blackburn man said he was given a negative test by a friend, changed the name, and then printed it out, used it to travel to Pakistan, which requires international travelers to present a negative test taken within 96 hours of the travel. So I guess each country probably has
arbitrary.
Oh, yeah, they're all right. Yeah. So 855-450 free, like freedom. If you want to talk about this or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about forged COVID tests, forge tests showing that you are COVID-free, that you can use to, say, get on an airline. And that's it's a happening thing over in the UK. It probably is happening in the US as well, would be my guess.
They need to seize the papers.
Yes.
So forgery's a strong term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if I put together a document that said, from the offices of Edge, Freeman, and Kick-Ass, LLC or whatever, right? I don't put the word MD or anything like that. And then just underneath it, I write the patient here, Mark Edge has been found to be COVID-free, COVID-negative, whatever. Just write it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, then you make a PDF of this document, you show it around, hey, and that'll probably get you through.
Yeah, if it's an original document, it's certainly
not a forgery.
Yeah, it's not a forgery.
It's just a lie.
Yeah, it's right. Well, it's a duplicitous.
I found him COVID-free.
Okay. I guess.
How did I arrive at that conclusion?
it's a bunch of sort of nonsense, I guess, is what it would be.
So what's happening is people are paying upwards of £150 in the UK to get these tests done.
See, we could be making $150 a pop, bro.
I do want to tell you about Liberty.menu, by the way. So if you've got a service that you offer to people and you want other freedom-minded folks to know about it.
Like these types of documents?
Maybe. You can go to Liberty.menu. And you can list your thing that you do there so other people who reject the initiation of force, like you, hopefully, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle might just give you some new business. It's a free thing to do, so get on over to liberty.menu, maybe get some new business through the door or online. Liberty.menu, you can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. So what are some of the reasons people are doing this? Well, let's say you have to travel somewhere quickly. You know, your mother's in Pakistan and she's dying and you need to go and say goodbye, right? She's in the hospital. Of course, that presumes they'll let people into the hospital, but let's just say you have a reason. You need to go somewhere quickly. You can't just go and schedule one of these tests real quick. There's a waiting list, you know. It's doctors. These people don't move fast. This business does not move quickly.
Well,
so,
I will say this. My son came down recently with a 102.7 degree temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine what we thought.
It's dangerous.
Well, we thought that he'd got the COVIDs. And mm-hmm. So my wife took him to, actually she had to go to two different places. But both of them mm-hmm. saw him immediately.
Yeah.
Gave him, administered a test, and then she took a test too, because why not? And by the way, the test came back later on that day. He had neither COVID nor a cold nor the flu.
So what was it?
Well, I don't know. They didn't either, apparently. No, he was sick for days.
Hmm.
So there was a stomach bug going around the school, so
gotcha.
Maybe you got that.
Well, I mean, maybe you can just get in the same day, but sometimes it's not easy to, you know, get into these doctor's clinics, especially in places where the government runs the medical system. So in the UK, it is a government-run medical system. Now, there are private tests that are available, but obviously you're going to pay more for that.
Right.
So it's cheaper probably to just go ahead and have a document forged. What? You don't have to go anywhere. You can get it done relatively quickly, and then you can go get on a plane. So that's what is motivating a lot of these folks, is that they just need to get this done. They don't have time for this crap, running around and getting paperwork.
People will pay for convenience.
Yeah. And apparently even some travel agents are selling these things. One of them, one traveler said, we needed a COVID-19 test for a family member, and I spoke to one travel agent, and he said, quote, get it done, and even if it comes out positive, we will provide a negative one for you for £50. So you got a guaranteed negative result test from, you know, if you know the right travel agency.
So that's bad, right? Like the idea of getting on a plane with this, while you're virulent with this, you got a positive for this COVID thing,
mm-hmm.
you probably should be waiting at that point.
You got to be somewhere.
But if it's hard to get a piece of paper, you can expect the black market to take over.
And remember, there's different types of tests, right? So isn't there the type of test that shows whether you had COVID and now you've got the antibodies
yes,
to it?
There are different types of tests.
And then there's the one that might show that you actually have it actively. And,
right.
You know. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I guess travel agents should be happy about this because their business has basically been destroyed by the Internet. It's hard to believe there even exist any travel agents today at all.
Yeah, it's no wonder they're turning to you know,
document fraud.
We'll say experimental document procedures.
Trying to make some money somehow, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're getting into the disturbing story now, and it is shocking, actually. In KNWA, Fox 24, this is out of, I don't know where the hell this is. Where is KNWA? Springdale. Not sure where that is. River Valley. Again, I don't know what state this is, but it could be a town near you. So, new details have emerged in the case against a pair recently arrested for performing surgery on another man. One of the men is now accused of cannibalism. Last week, Bobby Allen and Thomas Gates were arrested on several charges, including medical battery and aggravated maiming.
To Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
They're accused of surgically removing... Go ahead.
Oh, what I know part? Already.
Oh, you already read the story? A man's genitals.
Oh, what?
By consent, supposedly. The 28-year-old...
Are you sure he didn't just say something like, eat me? Or...
They took him literally.
Eat my balls or something, you know.
The 28-year-old victim told police he traveled
victim.
From... The great quotes, I'm going to put quotes around victim, told police he traveled to Oklahoma from Virginia
to
willingly participate in the dismemberment. So this guy drove halfway across the country.
Sounds like consent to me.
He was really up for it.
He had, you know, and again, the next question is, how do you find people who are willing to eat your body parts? Well, apparently, he found them online.
A message for him.
Yeah, he found them online through a search about castrations.
Well, it sounds to me like he had the balls to go through with it, but then...
Not so much. Right after his surgery, the victim said Allen told him, quote, he was going to consume the parts, laughed, and said he was a cannibal, unquote. So apparently, this guy just wanted to have his genitals removed.
But it's
without
the guy.
Going to the doctor.
Right.
Well, so he went and had...
I don't think any doctor is going to do that for you.
Okay.
Not in the United States.
What about the trans people who are, like, transitioning or whatever? Aren't there surgeries to remove genitals for those people?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's
going to
be an entirely different situation.
That doesn't happen in the United States, people like that? I'm pretty sure
it
does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So this guy wanted to have his genitals removed, but he didn't know about the whole eating them part. So that was the surprise.
Surprise.
Do you guys know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
Yeah.
Yes.
So a little flour and salt, you know?
No.
Well, as I understand, they're chewy and they can be thinly sliced.
Rocky Mountain oysters, or mountain oysters, also known as prairie oysters in Canada, is a dish made of bull testicles. The organs are often
goat testicles.
The organs are often deep fried after being skinned, coated in flour, pepper, and salt, sometimes pounded.
Oh, man.
That's from Wikipedia.
855.
That's just a bitter person, bitter woman that's pounding those things before.
And you got to see these guys, man. The two people who did the deed here and removed this man's genitals. We'll describe them here. They look like they just came straight out of, what was that old movie? Yeah, that's the one I was thinking. Deliverance, yep. 855, 450, free. You can
comment.
Sweet
like pig. Banjo music.
Free Talk Live.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Siskum Trans Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Siska's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BangBooks at Bang.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump returned to Florida Saturday morning to cast his ballot before heading to three crucial swing states. At a rally in Lumberton, North Carolina, he told supporters he's working to help the middle class.
I fight for the middle class, and Biden and his cronies serve only one class. They serve the donor class, believe it or not. Now, in all fairness, the donor class, I would be the greatest in history. All I have to do is call them, send 10 million, send 10 million. Everyone would send 10 million. But once you do that, you can't deal with them anymore. Once you do that, you can no longer do what's right for you.
Former Vice President Joe Biden made several stops in Pennsylvania Saturday, a key swing state that President Trump won in 2016 by less than a percent, but he trails Biden by 7 points in the most recent polls. This is USA Radio News. As many businesses struggle to adapt during COVID, some just can't stay afloat.
Another business casualty of the pandemic is rated one of the best quality coffee chains in the country. Brooklyn Roasting Company announced this week that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will be closing all of its brick-and-mortar locations in New York City. Another closing announced is California-based Yoga Works with 66 studios throughout the U.S. They closed temporarily when COVID first consumed the news, and now no namaste. Filing for Chapter 11 and permanently closing its studios. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday when the nomination comes to the floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should be taking up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement all but guarantees that Judge Barrett will be confirmed, with the vote expected to split along party lines. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and yes, you can bring up whatever you want. We're finally back on the topic, because it's everyone's favorite libertarian topic, cannibalism. Consensual cannibalism.
Consensual cannibalism.
Here on Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want, of course. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And the captain.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency. Want to get the basics? Bitcoin.com has them, and now is the best time. Because if you haven't taken the time to do it yet, then now's the best time. Stop waiting and just go. Spend a few minutes. You don't have to put a whole lot of time just to learn, you know, how this stuff works. What makes Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different than traditional forms of money? That's what you can get over at Bitcoin.com and a lot more. There's a news site there for those that want to get the latest news headlines about crypto and the world of crypto. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started there and learn about this thing that is probably going to become more popular over time. I heard this week that 7% of Americans already have purchased some form of cryptocurrency.
Really?
That's 7% pretty good.
7% is big.
That's pretty good.
I mean, think about smartphones back in the day, you know, with their market penetration originally.
Right. And now it's huge.
Right.
So it's time to start learning about it. Get on over to Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go to the phones and to Charles in Myrtle Beach. And then we'll talk more about cannibalism. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. We go back and forth from Myrtle Beach to New York and to Connecticut.
New York City?
Connecticut. Yep, New York City.
Okay.
And they both require that you be COVID-free when you come up into their area.
Okay.
The way we do it is my wife, my daughter, and I. My daughter does Off-Broadway. So we went to the dot, you know, had the testing done, all proved negative. So now whenever we travel, we just Xerox it and just change the date.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean,
this way we go up in there. If you get pulled over, you've got your thing saying you're negative.
Has that happened? I mean, how often have you gotten pulled over and inquired about?
Connecticut once. They saw the South Carolina plate.
Hmm. Ah, makes sense.
And that was the whole point of the pullover? They didn't have to have, like, a real reason to pull you over, like you were speeding or anything like that?
No ticket or anything. They just said that I moved over too quickly in the lane, and it's like, yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that, weaving inside the lane. So what you're saying is that I maintain the lane.
Yeah. And then the officer asked you at that point to show papers?
Yeah. If we had been tested, if not, we have to quarantine. Mm. But because we've been tested, we don't have to be quarantined. And all it is just a matter of changing the date.
Couldn't you be traveling to Rhode Island through Connecticut and then therefore not have to? I mean, like, hey, look, we're just traveling through, pal.
Well, you're pulled over, so they want to know.
Yep.
You mentioned,
you do what they ask you to do. You just be polite, be nice. And
if you got the fake papers, why not? Show.
I'm curious. Yeah, you mentioned that somebody there does some off-Broadway. That means theater. I was under the impression that there were no theatrical performances happening because of the COVID restrictions.
There's no performances, but you still have classes. They still have to go, you know. And
I see. It's a field of study, not a profession. I got you. Okay.
Right now she can't be on stage, but they still have their classes. They still have their vocals. They still have their dance. They still have their acting. So you go up for the weekend, come back down, and it's just with everything closed down. Yeah, it really stinks, but
yeah, I bet.
It is what it is.
Charles, thanks for calling to share your story with us tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So we were talking about a disturbing story. Apparently it's actually out of Oklahoma. LaFleur County, Oklahoma. KNWA Fox 24 reporting on two men, Bobby Allen and Thomas Gates, arrested on several charges, including medical battery and aggravated maiming.
Is Wheels Off Liberty mentioned in this?
No.
Okay.
No, that's you're referring to an old libertarian comedy show that was based in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Miss those guys. They're great guys. Anyway, so the 28-year-old so-called victim said that he traveled all the way from Virginia to willingly participate in the removing of his genitals by basically a couple of good old boys here. Captain, you can see the photos here of these two guys. They look like they just stumbled out of the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah!
These guys apparently were found on the internet by the so-called victim. He was searching for information about castrations online and then showed up.
I want to step down for just one second here and talk about why it's important to talk about issues like this. So consent is central to libertarian thought. And frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it should be central to your thought, too.
It should be just a human thing that don't do anything without somebody's permission.
Right. And you have to take edge cases in order to take a good look.
Edge cases?
That's right. A good look at consent and what it is. And so, you know, for instance, in this circumstance, it would appear as though this man consented to having his genitals cut off, but didn't consent to having his genitals consumed by some wild-eyed redneck. And, you know, like, if I was to sit as a judge in a case, the first and primary thing that I'd want to know, as far as the victim goes, is consent. Because what the difference between a crime and just some weird event is consent. That's it. Mm-hmm. And
Wait a minute, Mark. We don't know if this guy wanted to keep his genitals after they were cut off.
Well,
you know, if you're going to have a part removed, you might just want him to get rid of it or whatever, in which case you wouldn't care if he actually ate it.
They're his, and he should be able to determine if he keeps them.
Yeah.
However, I would say if he did not care to keep them, say in a jar of formaldehyde or something like that, then what?
Stapled onto a stuffed animal.
I mean, maybe he wants to have, wants to bury them out in the backyard. I don't know what he wants to do. They're his.
Plant them underneath a tree and see if it grows.
When I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Fetch, Fido!
They gave them to me in a little prescription cup thing. And I was happy to have them because, I don't know, they were mine.
What'd you do with them?
They're somewhere. My mom basically has all of my
teeth, parts.
So I gave them to her to hold on to. So I presume once she passes, that I will then be stuck with all of my teeth from God knows when. As an aside, now that we're from the aside of the aside, so now we're in what, breaking the 16th wall or something. As a Christmas gift, my wife hates gifts. We don't give each other gifts. I gave her my son Jack's first tooth in a locket, secured into the locket, sort of welded with silver into the locket. So now she, you know, the one piece of jewelry that she'll wear now and then has the most precious of stones, you can call a tooth a stone, in it, which is the, the bit of her child that came off.
So let's talk a little bit more about exactly, you know, what happened here. So this guy shows up at this, whatever it was, shack.
It sounds to me like
moonshine still this cabin in the woods.
It sounds to me like dinner was not discussed prior to the event.
No. What I would call this is a very unprofessional event.
Yes, and how did this become on the radar of the authorities, right? So, dude goes, he wants to have his genitals cut off.
Yeah.
He travels from Virginia to Oklahoma to wherever these yokels were living. And
the bad decisions are not limited to these two rednecks. You know,
at some point, they do cut this man's genitals off. And then, apparently, according to the story at KNWA, the following day, the 28-year-old so-called victim was taken to the hospital after he continued to bleed and kept passing out. So these guys didn't do a good job at whatever you need to do to stop the bleeding after you cut somebody's genitals off, which I suspect is a pretty significant level of bleeding.
Well, I've taken the testicles off of a pig before, and you really don't do anything. You just slice and pop and remove, and they're
his
fine.
His entire genitals were removed in this particular case.
It's big difference.
And there's a lot of blood that can flow through that thing down there. And, well, apparently they couldn't stop the blood from coming, so they had to bring him to a hospital. And that's what brought this onto the radar of the government. More coming up.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited here if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We are talking about a very disturbing topic, and that is the consumption, the removal first, and then consumption of a man's genitals. Now, we don't know if they actually got to the consuming part before they ended up getting arrested for various different charges. Bobby Lee Allen, age 53, and Thomas Evans Gates, 42, both from Wister, Oklahoma.
Bobby Lee!
They were arrested after they brought their 28-year-old so-called victim, a man who ostensibly consented to having his genitals removed by these good old boys in Oklahoma who had driven from Virginia, after they couldn't stop the bleeding. It was the next day, so they tried to patch him up, and he just kept on bleeding and passing out, so they figured, well, we don't want this guy to die, you know, we're not murderers, we just wanted to cut his genitals off. So then they brought him over to the hospital, and that is where he still is, according to the story here. Police are investigating to see if there are any other victims. During a search of the pair's home, officers found multiple recordings of, quote, this type of surgery, unquote, and numerous medications.
Sounds like they've been successful in the past.
They were apparently successful here. They just, didn't do a good job patching him up.
Depending on your definition of success.
That's the definition of success using.
I mean, right. I mean, the goal was to remove his genitals. They successfully removed his genitals. We'll just say that. They were charged with medical battery, aggravated maiming, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon resulting in bodily injury, conspiracy, desecration of a human member. Who knew that was a charge? Outraging public decency with gross injury and possession of a controlled/dangerous substance.
Where does the Rocky Mountain oyster part come in? Where do they fry him up?
I don't know if we get that detail here, but Sheriff Rodney Derryberry had some words to say about this.
Rodney what?
Sheriff Rodney Derryberry. I told you you're going to like this.
Satire
guy.
Site? Yeah.
No,
I mean,
this is real, man. This is very real.
You didn't get duped by, like, okay, all right.
I do want to, by the way, tell you about AnyPay 2.0 and how it is that you can help AnyPay get on, become compatible with more of these wallets. And I should say the wallets be compatible with AnyPay 2.0. It's super fast. If you're using Edge Wallet, if you're using Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, and you pay with pay at an AnyPay checkout or pay online with a website that's using AnyPay, it's super fast. I mean, faster, 10 times faster than a credit card now. Like, it is fast.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Right? Like, it's so fast that on the Edge Wallet, when you slide the little slider to send, it spins around for a moment, it'll show paid first on the AnyPay tablet before Edge even says that it sent the payment. So that's how fast it is.
It's fast.
But if you're using Coinomi, it's not going to work at all. If you're using Exodus Wallet, it's not going to work at all. And these are two great wallets that a lot of people have. So the thing is, they're just behind the times. They just need to get caught up. They need to get this
new piece of code.
For an upgrade.
Yeah, they need to. Well, that's the thing. You can't upgrade to fix this because they haven't programmed the upgrade to do this yet.
Right, so, the wallet provider needs to do
that. Yeah, they need to get this coded, and then users can upgrade. But in order to encourage Coinomi and Exodus and these other wallets that are behind the times to get caught up, there's a website AnyPay put together. It's anypayinc.com/upgrade. You go there, you can learn more about why some wallets work and others don't, and how to get in touch with wallet makers like Coinomi.
I tweeted to them.
Did you? Good. Did they respond?
No.
AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Head on over there and learn more about it.
Real quick before you continue, I just want to clarify for our listeners why I know what Rocky Mountain oysters are.
I'd heard of them, too. We've talked about them before.
Well, I didn't know what they were until my band got invited to play something called the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival.
Really?
In Montana. And
I've heard of this.
Yeah, so we go and we play this outdoor camp over kind of thing.
What
we played the show.
That's
like,
awesome.
They had it was geared specifically for unsigned bands, kind of a thing. So it was a bunch of independent bands doing it, and it was
don't
a great
they have
time.
Don't they have a contest to see who can eat the most of them?
They do. Yeah, they have all sorts of things.
And
we call this the site of the Montana Boondoggle, but that's a story for another day.
And are they bull? They're bull testicles, right?
They are. Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. And so it's not uncommon for people to fry up and consume the testicles of different farm animals. It's happened a lot, and so that is how I know what those are.
Gain the strength of the bull?
There's no quickening, no.
No.
Not like Highlander or anything.
That's disappointing.
Right. I mean, if you could imagine, our ancestors were not going to let everything but the moo was going to be used.
Yeah.
They needed that sustenance. That stuff was valuable. It's
probably good. I mean, you fry those suckers up, you can't tell what they are, right?
Well, everything that's fried up is good.
Right. So, Sheriff Derryberry said on the afternoon of October 14, a person was dropped off at the McAllister Hospital who had a crude surgical procedure done. He said evidently it was not done by professionals. The following day, the hospital called the sheriff and gave him the names of the two suspects and an address. On the same day, around 6 p.m., law enforcement went to the 21-acre mountainous property, prepared to serve search warrants. But both suspects had actually left the property to go to the hospital and check on the victim. So, you know, they were genuinely concerned for his well-being.
They were at least checking, yeah.
McAllister police, they didn't just drop him off at the hospital and never see him again. They came back. McAllister police detained the men, said they found evidence of criminal activity and drugs. Sheriff Derryberry continued, saying, quote, a man's penis was cut off.
If somebody's cutting off my genitals, the first thing I'd want them to be is sober.
A man's penis was cut off and the victim was a willing participant in the dismemberment, unquote.
Yeah, sounds like doesn't sound like a crime to me.
It doesn't sound like a crime. Gates also has pending charges, including negligent homicide, out of Pushmataha County, located in southeast Oklahoma. Both men are in the LaFleur County Detention Center, held on a $295,000 bond. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is helping in the investigation with electronic data from hard drives that need to be sent to forensics. It's possible the hard drives recovered from the crime scene could show there are more victims, according to the sheriff. Again,
these sound
all
like
of whom
happy
consented.
Customers to me.
Yeah. Right. If they went and they had their genitals cut off by these boys and haven't complained to anyone about it, they're not victims.
Nope, they're not.
They're customers.
For now, the, quote,
weird
victim,
customers,
yeah.
Strange, likely perverted customers, but But customers all the same.
The, quote, victim will not be charged with any crime, according to Sheriff Derryberry. So there's your...
I believe it's pronounced Sheriff Derber.
Is it Derber?
I don't know. I'm just going with Southern accent.
Derberry. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Sheriff Dingleberry.
There you go.
Have some calf fries. Actually, huh? Technically, these are not calf fries. That's another name for them, calf fries, because they come from bull calves.
Short fries.
Not full-grown bulls, baby bulls.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Baby bulls with baby balls.
Gotcha. All right, what else?
And Mark said something about the stones in a locket, so it's kind of the same thing, huh? He'd been told one. Well, this would be my defense, my suggested defense for these guys. He'd been told one too many times to, in the FCC friendly version, eat a Richard, so he did. But so Jet, I'm gonna take Jet's suggestion.
Okay, our earlier caller.
Jet. Well, he's not your. Mm-hmm. He's not just your earlier caller. He calls regularly every couple months for years. To try to modify behavior mm-hmm. on the part of everybody to not refer to the government in using, but use proper pronouns instead with capital letters on the front of them. Like for instance, here's an example, Judge M. Monica Zamora, which ties into yesterday I was saying how these judges will screw you over on your court case by trying to shut you down in the courtroom to make sure that you don't get something on the record that they don't want on the record. And so yesterday I presented that, and here's today I will incorporate Jet's suggestion into my suggestion. So M. Monica Zamora in the New Mexico, Second Judicial District Court Children's Division. Those are capital letters, capital children, capital division. Chief Judge, well, she was the presiding judge at the time, M. Monica Zamora, and she was also the presiding judge in my case, which was entitled Kurt Odin Ilich versus myself, David Brent Olson. And Judge M. Monica Zamora, what she did in that case, the very, very first hearing that I had in a years long, in fact, it's still an open case 10 years later. The very first thing that she did, she made a strong statement in the courtroom, and I'm sitting there pro per, not being able to afford an attorney, and this isn't a crime, this is a custody case, so they don't.
So what did she say?
For you. Here's what she said. My point is how they try to shut you down, how the judges try to not let you get a word in. What their goal is to railroad you. Everybody's heard the term railroading, to run you through without you getting a chance to defend yourself. And so what judges will do is they'll filibuster. They'll talk like I'm talking right now, and they'll do their hearing.
All right, well then hold on, because we'll get to here in just a moment to what it was that the judge said. The woman wearing the robe who has men with guns who will follow her every command. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it.
The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.